In today's Mishnah, we're on the 10th and 11th Mishnah, the 6th parak Masechet HaNazir. Mishnah begins, Kilach al zevach v'nimtza pasul. Let's say the Nazir, he shaved his hair after one of the korbanot had been shechted. And this is again part of his Kilachat HaTahara. However, they find the korban was invalid. For example, either the blood is spilt on the floor, or became tameh. In that situation, Tiglachato psula. Then we find the fact he shaved his head was considered invalid. And it's as if he shaved his hair in the middle of his Nazirut, and what would he have to do? He would have to now wait till another 30 days for his hair to grow before, as the Mishnah says, was Zvachav lo alulo, meaning another korbanot would count, and therefore would have to ring all the korbanot again. Kilach ala chatat shelo lishma, if the korban chatat was offered, and then he shaved his hair after that, but the korban chatat was offered shelo lishma, meaning it was shechted in mind for another korban. V'charkach, and then after he bet the rest of the korban, the other korban were offered properly. Chakach evi korbanot lishman. Mishnah says tiglachato psula uzvachav lo alulo. Then, since if you bring a korban chatat shelo lishma, it's invalid. It's the same as the first case in the Mishnah, such that he wasn't allowed to shave his hair in that context, and it's as if once again he shaved his hair in the middle of Nizirut. So none of the korbanot worked for him. He would have to once again grow his hair for 30 days and bring all the korbanot again, as the Mishnah says tiglach psula uzvachav lo alulo. However, kilach al ha'ola or al shlamim shelo lishma. What happens if after the ola or shlamim were offered, and they were offered shelo lishma for the purpose of another korban? Now we'll learn about this in more detail in the beginning of Zvachim. However, when it comes to ola or shlamim, if they're offered shelo lishma, then the korban is valid. However, it doesn't satisfy the obligation of the person who brought it to bring such a korban. So what do we say here? Does it ruin his nizirut or not? So Mishnah says, either the Ola Shlamim was offered Shlo Lishma and then he shaved his hair, and Vchakach, and he brought the rest of the Korbanot properly, Korbanot of Lishma. Then Mishnah says, Tiglachato Psula Uzvachav Lo Alulo. Because the Ola, let's say example of Ola, was brought Shlo Lishma, despite the fact the Korban is still considered valid, Lo Alulo, meaning it didn't work for him to be considered his Ola for his completing term of Nizirut. Consequently, the shaving of his head was unwarranted, and once again, no different to the first two cases, it's considered as if he shaved his head in the middle of the Nizirut and would have to grow his hair for 30 days and bring once again all the korbanot again. It's on this point Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the shaving is kasher, it's fine. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he brings an olat nedava, a voluntary offering, that would still enable him to shave his hair. Again, if it wasn't one of the obligatory offerings that Nazir has to bring at the end of his term. However, to zevach, that olah that he brought, since it's considered as if it's a voluntary offering, din lo alalo, and he would have to bring a replacement, in this case, ola, avashaz vachim, the other korban that were offered properly, that would work alulo. However, Mishnah adds, v'im gilach al shloshtam, if he shaved after all the korban were brought, v'nimtza echad mehem, kasher, and he finds that, say, two of the korban are pasul, but just one of them was still offered in the proper way, and was absolutely nothing wrong with it, then Mishnah says, and that's fine, the shaving's okay, because if you remember, we said as long as one of the korbanot were brought in a valid way, then the shaving works. Ve'vi shar hazvachim, and would have to bring replacements for those korbanot that were not offered properly. Let's now learn Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishni nizrak alav achad min adamim venitma. What happened in this situation if the Nazir, he brought one of the korbanot, and the blood was sprinkled on his be'ach, but then he became tameh met. So in this case, we have a debate. And we have to combine two different points that Rebbe Eliezer and Chachamim disagree on. If you remember, Rebbe Eliezer and Chachamim disagree how many days a Nazir would have to observe if it became Tameh after the completion of his Nizirut, but before he brought his Korbanot. Important for this mission, Rebbe Eliezer says it's only 7 days. Then he can bring the rest of his Korbanot. With Chachamim, I believe, said 30, if you recall. But Chachamim's opinion on that point is not important at the moment. The other point we have to remember is that Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with Chachamim. According to Rebbe Eliezer, he can't come into contact with Tumat Hamet unless all the korbanot have been offered. Whereas according to the Chachamim, it's enough as long as one of the korbanot have been offered properly, but the blood has been sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and it became Tumat Hamet, it wouldn't be a problem. So with those two points in mind, let's understand each opinion. So once again, blood from one of the korbanot has been offered on the Mizbeach, and then it became Tumat Hamet. According to Rebbe Eliezer, Suter Takol. It's a problem, meaning all the rest of the korbanot lo alalo would not count for him and would have to wait 7 days until become tahara tumat hamet and then bring all the korbanot for this tiglachat tahara, bring all three korbanot again. However, chachamim say yavi shar korbanot avi taher. When you bring the first korban and it became tumat hamet, well, that's now not a problem. That first korban would count and he was allowed to become tumat hamet. However, what would he have to do? he would have to bring the other korbanot, which he would still have to bring. And he would only be able to do that once he has completely become tahor from his tumat amet. So really the practical difference between the two of them is not very much. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all the korbanot have to be brought again, but after the 7 days. Whereas Chachamim would say that the first korbanot he brought would count. He'd still have to wait 7 days to become tahor from tumat amet in order to bring the remaining korbanot. So Amru Lo, Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, we have a precedent. Ma'asa b'Miriam ha-Tarmudit. There was an incident of Miriam from the city of Tarmud. She'nizrak aleha echad midam, that one of the korbanot were offered for her after she completed her nezirut. U'ba'u v'amru la, before she was able to shave her hair and offer the rest of the korbanot, they came and told her that bitashi musukena, that her daughter was gravely ill. Halcha, she went u'matza'ata she'shamet, and she found that she had passed away. V'chachamim orim chachamim said to her, don't worry. Oh, clearly she had to deal with a tragedy. However, don't worry about the nezirut. Tavi shar k'matavi titar. So she would simply, in this case, after it became tahor from tumat amet, she could just bring the remaining korbanot. And the korban that she bought prior to that would still count. And those are the Mishnah today.